Medical mistakes are a leading cause of death and injury in America. One of the most common ways hospitals let patients down is by letting them fall. After our story on hospital falls last month, listeners wrote in to say the problem hasn't been addressed as well as hospitals claimed. KUOW's John Ryan has this follow-up.
Gene White sits on his back porch in Des Moines. A garden fountain gurgles nearby. Just walking here from his bedroom was an ordeal for him. He's had a lot of health problems in recent years. Nerve cancer, pneumonia, a nasty fungal infection of his lungs. The retired airline pilot says he got great care at Swedish Medical Center and the other Seattle hospitals that helped him survive those life-threatening diseases. When he went to Swedish in March for some back pain, things started well. It turned out to be just a pinched nerve, not more nerve cancer. He received a dose of steroids for his pinched nerve and was all set to go home after an overnight stay.
That one dose of steroid just, boom, it took care of me. I was feeling on top of the world. 4 a.m. came and I hadn't slept a bit.
White told a nurse he couldn't sleep.
She says, I'll get you something.
That something was the prescription sleeping pill Ambien. It's known for leading to sleepwalking and even sleep driving. A study last year from the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota found hospital patients who'd taken Ambien were 4 times more likely to suffer a fall.
I went to sleep almost immediately, and I got in a dreamlike state. And being a pilot, my dream had me in an airplane, and I was flying beautiful wooden interior airplane about the size of a DC-3, and I was having a hell of a good time.
The next thing White knew, he was on the other side of his hospital room, crumpled on the floor.
So I had broken 3 ribs on my left side, hitting the wash basin.
Instead of going home that morning, he spent 2 more weeks at Swedish First Hill, unable to walk or even get out of bed. Then months in a nursing facility with intense physical therapy. Now, after 6 months, walking from his bedroom to his back porch for a radio interview is still a major undertaking. Swedish officials can't discuss White's case without violating federal privacy law. But they say since Swedish revamped its fall prevention programs in 2011, the hospital carefully assesses each patient for their risk of falling. High-risk patients get special attention, including beds with unmistakable alarms that go off when patients try to get up. Gene White says he got none of that special attention, even after he was on the Ambien. Susan White says she's frustrated how badly her husband's health has been set back by an event that should never have happened in the first place.
There's no doubt there should have been an alarm on the bed. Would that have changed anything? Would he have gotten out of bed before somebody got there? Maybe it would have done something.
You still need a person to be close enough nearby to be able to respond to the alarm.
Bernadette Haskins is an operating room nurse at Swedish Cherry Hill. We met on her half-hour lunch break in the middle of her 12-hour shift. Nurses at Swedish and at hospitals nationwide say medical mishaps often share a root cause, understaffing.
Every nurse has a story about being short-staffed, about working an entire 12-hour shift without a break.
Nurses' unions say fatigue and just not having enough hands on deck leads to errors and the quality of patient care suffering.
I lived it for 7 years. I lived with staffing shortages and difficulties and got to a point where I couldn't do it anymore.
So Haskins moved into the OR, where she only has to care for one patient at a time. Academic studies back up what nurses and their labor unions say. More nurses on the hospital floor means fewer patients falling. Unions are pushing legislation at the state and federal levels to force hospitals to beef up their staffs in line with nurses' recommendations. For the past 3 years, unions have tried to get a nurse staffing bill passed in Olympia. Hospitals and their lobby groups have pushed back.
Quite honestly, very few businesses could survive this type of restriction of operations and finances.
That was Eric Mole testifying in Olympia earlier this year. He's the CEO of Mason General Hospital in Shelton. The nurse staffing bill died in the House. Nurses' unions say they'll be back next year. Officials at Swedish claim to have one of the lowest rates of falls in the country, though they declined to provide any specifics to back up that claim. Chief Nursing Officer June Alteris says,
what we have found is it has much less to do with staffing ratios than it has to do with having good, solid, reliable processes in place and really following those processes every single time.
Still, this summer, Swedish management approved nurses' recommendation to hire 29 more nurses at Swedish First Hill. Swedish is also buying new hospital beds, so all patients will have bed alarms. Swedish still prescribes Ambien. That's the drug Gene White took before he fell. The prestigious Mayo Clinic in Minnesota is phasing out the drug because it makes patients more likely to fall. June Altera says the type of fall Swedish struggles with the most now is patients falling in the bathroom. The hospital policy for at-risk patients?
You take your patient into the bathroom, and what we want our staff to do is stay there, period.
She says patients often resist. At that moment, at least, they value privacy over safety. I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.